All right, so we tend to go local here in the 130 News, but today, not so much. We're heading out to Tennessee, Cashville, Tennessee. And this is a story that's been percolating on the internet for the last couple of days involving their 79-year-old Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally.
Things go viral in this world for all sorts of
reasons. And I've been seeing notes about this, again, over the last couple of days, but now we have a sit-down interview. Dan, are you wholly unaware of what is happening with Randy McNally?
Never heard of him.
Okay, well, I want you to Google him.
He didn't start that book, did he?
That's Rand McNally. I want you to Google him so you can get an image of what this guy looks like, but quickly just hit images when you search Randy McNally. I don't want you to read the story. I just want you to have an idea of what this man looks like. Randy McNally. He's, again, 79 years old. He is the lieutenant governor, Republican lieutenant governor from Tennessee.
I have a thing set up so all it does is show me images of whatever I search. Okay.
Okay. You got an image
like
there?
Ken Hitchcock.
But, like, way older.
Yeah.
Much more flabby necked.
Big old boy. Big old southern boy. I'll play you the first little bit of this interview, and I'm going to kind of let their news guy out in Tennessee narrate this story, and we'll stop and start. So tell me if you think a politician is ever in a good spot when this comes up.
What do you hope comes out of this?
Well, I think I'll be a lot more careful about using social media.
Okay.
Right there.
Yeah, we're in trouble already.
Bingo, red flag, whatever one you want to use.
Oh, no.
I think the Goose Goslin once put out his credit card number on social media.
Yeah.
That might make you want to be more
careful. Little more careful, you know?
Often the DM.
Yeah.
If you're trying to hook up.
Right.
And you think that it's the DM, but then it's the...
Unless you're daddy and you just do it. In front of God and country.
Right.
Never done that. That's okay.
Someone the other day sent me one where you were like, you are simply stunning. That feels like a DM.
Is it wrong to compliment somebody?
I just feel like...
That's not a DM.
You're a
public
figure.
That's what I told the guy at HR, bro.
You should
like, look, I said her cans were beautiful.
Privately, maybe.
Well, I didn't go to that level, Dan, but... Yeah.
Okay, so we'll pick it up here with the newsman, who kind of sounds like Brian... in Mobile, Alabama, reporting on the leprechaun.
Amid a sudden uproar over his provocative social media interactions, Tennessee Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally sits down this afternoon to answer Phil Williams' questions about the controversy. Good evening, everyone. I'm Rory Johnston. Carries off tonight. Now, those social media interactions with a young gay model brought accusations of hypocrisy against the East Tennessee Republican and countercharges that he's become the victim of a left-wing attack.
Remember,
okay.
Well, you're going to want to remember
bingo.
That last part.
There's a lot of bingos here, yeah. The Republican...
Hold on to that.
Our chief investigative reporter Phil Williams has covered McNally for more than 30 years, and he has the exclusive details with the man who says his posts reflect his evolving views on the LGBTQ community.
Which is brilliant because basically, as will become apparent here, the comments that he's making on the Instagram page of a young gay model, it's a 20-year-old guy who looks like a little boy. He kind of has abs, but he's also, like, there's no hair on his body. He's got sometimes no clothes on. He's a waif. Is what I'm saying. He's a little guy. He's a little boy-looking guy, okay?
Uh-huh. Initially, I was not very kind to that community. As I learned some things and met some people in that community, I realized that they're still individuals and they still have value.
Phenomenal spin work here, as we're going to hear.
Thumbs up.
He's saying that he was commenting positively on photos of a nearly nude gay model because he's learned a lot about the LGBTQ community.
He met a couple of gay people.
And now he's like, hey, these are people. I can hit on them on the internet, too.
What did he say?
In a legislative session dominated by bills outlawing drag shows in public places and targeting gender care for the trans community, Tennessee Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally finds himself facing accusations of hypocrisy after a progressive site unearthed his social media interactions with a 20-year-old gay model, among them provocative posts that were liked by the 79-year-old Republican, including one where the young man doesn't appear to be wearing clothes.
When people see these posts,
okay, so it's a, yeah,
called naked.
Sometimes the guy has on briefs pulled down just to his junk, like right at his junk.
Yeah.
And here's Governor, Lieutenant Governor McNally, super look, Finn. The guy's name is Finn. And then the clap hands emojis.
And he's 79?
79, and he's a very active on social media, on Twitter and Instagram. He posted more than 80 comments on this guy's Instagram in the last 2 years.
So, Daddy, you're cool with this because, you, like you're saying, you're just saying cool.
Look, hey, you know great. What? If that's what the lieutenant governor is into,
but
if he finds that attractive, thinks the young man looks
but,
good,
but giving go for him a it. Little positive affirmation, that's a
yeah.
You just want to boost him up,
and he's going to try to use that here.
What should they take away from them?
Well, I don't know that they should take away a whole lot.
In an exclusive interview, deal. McNally described how he befriended the young man first on Facebook, then on Instagram. Among the posts, this close-up of the young man's backside, McNally responded with three red hearts and three on-fire emojis, along with a comment, "Finn, you can turn a rainy day into rainbows and sunshine."
There's nothing better than a news anchor reading this.
Rainbows and sunshine.
And his backside.
Three, what was it? On fire emojis.
Three heart emojis and three on fire emojis. Yeah,
not
I mean,
three.
You see, the kid is just, I mean, I say kid, he's 20. He does look like a middle school boy, but he's just kind of showing some bum. And the lieutenant governor, who is 80, is like, damn, that's hot.
And wants to tell him.
Yeah.
Doesn't realize he's telling the world.
She got the whole package.
I don't know if he does or not.
It's just that. You know, I try to
pause
encourage.
It. So we're in a meeting. You're his spin guy, or you're his, you know, staff.
Right.
All right, what do I do? How do I get out of this? Well, let's just say that you're
hacked.
You're progressive guy. Well, yeah,
guess that. Hacked is one.
Hacked is better.
Yeah, and right now, those people
who
are
like. 79-year-old is actually in charge of this?
You know who you hate to be today?
You get a fall guy, you get an intern.
Hacked would have been the best defense.
We're going to pay you $100,000.
You hate to be the guy or one of the guys today who was putting forth he was hacked by leftist activists. And then this guy's on the news like, well, I thought his butt was hot.
Mm. Antifa. That's who took it over.
And they're all cheering, waiting for the interview. And he's like, I mean, he has that little V thing on his ass.
I like that.
You know, try to encourage people.
Yeah, so he's saying he's online to try to encourage people and encourage them to post, like Daddy.
Try to encourage people with posts and try to, help them if I can.
Were you trying to help this young man in some sort of way?
Just basically trying to encourage him.
There was also this post where the man said he was, quote, not a whore, but a hoe. One is a slut, the other is a prostitute, adding, I'm the one that gets free weed for giving, then a reference to a sexual act.
And it was liked by Lieutenant Governor McNally.
Yeah. I don't know that, a lot of times on people's posts, you see the name and you see what they've written and you just press the button that says like.
So you didn't read that post?
I don't recall reading the part about the weed. I know that.
That's, I mean, come on. Beyond the pale.
Weed. Yeah, I mean.
But he does admit this.
But what about the prostitute?
I might have read that.
Just say you didn't.
I need this reporter narrating more posts on social media.
How great is that? He's like, weed? What do you think I am, some sort of hippie?
Yeah.
No way.
In that case, was it appropriate to like the comment?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Then we came to a moment in our interview that could not be avoided.
I need to ask the question that people are suggesting on social media to let you respond to it. Have you ever had any personal relationship with this young man?
No.
You've never met him in person?
No. Never have.
In fact,
he sounds kind of sad there.
Yeah.
No.
I tried.
I really wish.
Never have. And he gets this faraway look in his eye. I mean, there's more here. The report goes on to detail that, you know, he has slightly broken with his party when it comes to some of these more, I guess, like draconian gender laws. And, you know, they just banned any sort of drag performance. It's like you can't do, like, Peter Pan in Tennessee now.
Huh.
As a play. There's a whole list of plays.
Did they ask him, like, are you gay? That's usually a question.
Yeah, I think that's... They were kind of getting at it there a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the closest he got. Let's see what else. Is there anything?
I hope not.
Oh, yeah. He says, should he resign? And, like, you know, should people lose faith in him to lead? And he's like, I don't know. Why would they? I hope not. Like, he kind of takes the whole thing in stride. First of all, he sat down for this interview.
Yeah.
He didn't say he was hacked. And he's like, look, here's the deal. I used to kind of think gay people were weird. And then I saw a young boy that kind of did it for me. And I'm like, it's, I don't know. I mean,
this is the most incredible story ever.
I know. It's so great that it's Tennessee. And the guy looks like he likes. And he's 79. And he's a grandfather. And
he's an ultra-conservative, supposedly.
And the guy whose post he's liking, I don't know the terminology in the gay male community. Like, I know bear. I know the term bear for, like, a big burly fella. I don't know what the term for this guy is, but he looks like a prepubescent boy. Like, he found a guy who somehow just...
It's a twink, isn't it?
I guess so, yeah. He looks, if we're going to go with that, he looks...
Thanks, Ty.
He looks like a twink.
Just rise up, man.
This is a kind of a common thing, right? It's almost cliche. The Republican guy or the real far right guy.
Kind of repressed.
Hates, you know, always anti-gay legislation, and then you find out he's in the bathroom at the airport or whatever.
Yeah. Right? Wide stance.
Does the opposite exist? Is there someone who in real life is really, like, who is very outwardly left-leaning?
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely.
Would that be people claiming, you know, to push legislation to help the common man, but they're a billionaire themselves?
Yeah, and they're funded by all of Wall Street. That's certainly the, I don't want to call it the left, but the Democrats' playbook for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I kind of respect this guy. Like, he sits down and he's like, yeah, I mean, yeah, I love...
He's not doing anything that you would tell him to do if you were his advisor.
I mean, he met it head on.
I love
it. Don't go on the air.
Right.
You're 79.
Dude, it's just Tennessee.
Even if they made you resign.
Let it go.
So what?
Who cares?
Retire, you're cool.
But I had to give him fire and heart emojis when he showed his backside.
Three red hearts and three on fire emojis.
Fire.
Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.